reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, 4 days of disc golf have been completed at the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships, and much has changed since the last edition of PDGA Radio. On this program, we'll tell you about the new leader for the Pro Men and the battle that should take place Saturday. I'll also give you a rundown on some of the other division leaders and a quick look at the schedule for Saturday's final rounds. Then we'll finish the show up with a recap of the PDGA Awards that were announced Friday night, and hear the winners for the annual DGA Basket Giveaway. This is PDGA Radio special coverage of the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships in Kansas City. The 2009 PDGA World Championships are being hosted by the Kansas City Flying Disc Club and the Professional Disc Golf Association on 11 Kansas City area disc golf courses. This event has been made possible through the cooperation of the Park and Recreation Departments of Kansas City, Missouri, the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas, and Wyandotte County, Lenexa, Kansas, Johnson County, Kansas, Pleasant Hill, Missouri, the Greater Kansas City Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the City of Olathe, Kansas. More than 920 professional and amateur disc golfers from a dozen different countries will be competing in more than 20 divisions, with the ultimate dream of becoming a world champion disc golfer. Sponsorship for the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships is being provided in part by Disc Golf World, Bell's Brewery, Ching, Discraft, Gateway, Innova, the DGA, WAMO, and many others. Organizers of the event hope everyone enjoys their experience at this year's World Championships, and hope you all feel like winners no matter how you place competitively. Welcome back to PDGA Radio. As the last broadcast, we were talking about Avery Jenkins' big six-throw lead halfway through the event, but I also warned you that there was plenty of golf still to play, and with two straight rounds at the Cliff Drive course, things did get switched around in a hurry in the Pro Men's division. Jenkins is definitely still in contention, but has slipped to second place. One throw now behind California's Josh Anthon, who seemed to like the Cliff Drive course, throwing a 49 and 46 compared to Avery's 50 and 56. That jumps him in the lead entering Saturday morning semifinal round, which will be at the Waterworks course. Matt Oram, also in contention for the title, just two throws off the lead entering Saturday, with Kay LaVisca in fourth, seven shots back. Dave Feldberg in fifth place, eight off Anthon's lead, as they and several others are trying to secure a spot into the top four so they can play the final nine at Blue Valley with hopes of winning the world title. Valerie Jenkins now leading the Pro Women's division by seven over Des Redding. Phil Arthur leads in Masters by six over Brian McCree. Elaine King has a big lead in Women's Masters, and David Greenwell and Jim Myers are tied for the lead in Grand Masters. Quickly on to the amateur side of the event, there is a big battle for the lead in the Advanced Men's division between several East Coasters, with Charlotte's Matt Keats leading by two over Florida's David Muntin, with South Carolina's Blaine Kinkle just one more throwback, tied with North Carolina's young star David Wiggins Jr. Rebecca Fraser leads by five over Maureen Higgins for the Advanced Women. Joe Rotan leads Advanced Masters by four. And in the juniors, it's Naguib Laborde leading the under 19 boys by two over Victor Grundstrom, with the other divisions appearing to be near runaways. Check out PDGA.com for the full leaderboards and updated scores throughout Saturday's final rounds.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. and finally grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
And welcome back to PDGA Radio again, where Friday night was the always popular Players Party. This year it also featured the PDGA Player Awards and the Disc Golf Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'll have that Hall of Fame ceremony for you later this weekend during another special edition of PDGA Radio. Today I'll recap the Player Awards, which were for the 2008 PDGA Tour season. The ceremony was led by PDGA Executive Director Brian Graham.
The first award we're going to give away is the 2008 Female Rookie of the Year. The candidates were Karen Jaskolka, Melody King, Liz Lopez, Sarah Moss, Becky Sondheim, and Kelsey Wilmerding. The winner played in 32 pro events, earning $6,890. She had a best seven average event rating of 941, which ranked first amongst all the candidates. She ranked first amongst the candidates in the average finish category. She had a world's rating average of 917.3, which ranked first amongst the candidates as well. She finished in fourth place and won bonus cash in the 2008 National Tour Point Series. The winner of the Female Rookie of the Year for 2008, PDGA number 31162, Liz Lopez.
First, I just want to thank all the other rookie candidates for having really amazing rookie seasons, too. And just thank all my friends that have been traveling with me on the road. They've been really supportive and really just awesome, great people. Keep me going, you know, when it can be really stressful sometimes. So I really want to thank them. I want to thank my sponsors, Discraft and Dynamic Disc, for helping me stay on the road. And I guess that's it. Thanks, guys.
The 2008 Male Rookie of the Year nominees are Paul McBeth, Will Schusterick, Chandler Fry, Brendan Hickman, Brian Miller, and Ziggy Bierkoven. The winner played in 30 pro events, earning $11,853. He had a best seven average event rating of 1031.5. This is a rookie we're talking about. He ranked first amongst all the candidates. He ranked first among the candidates in the average finish category. He had a world's rating average of 1022.6, which ranks first amongst the candidates as well. He finished in 10th place and won bonus cash in the 2008 PDGA National Tour Point Series. The winner of the 2008 Male Rookie of the Year, PDGA number 27523, Mr. Paul McBeth.
Alright, well first I gotta thank everyone I traveled with since I didn't have a license last year. I guess some sponsors, Innova, Dynamic Disc, Park, and Will Schusterick for giving me a good battle last year. Thanks.
I'm going to bring Lynn Warren up on the stage. Lynn is going to give away an award for the Honored Sportswoman Award for 2008.
A couple of years ago, I started an award for the PDGA for the Honored Sportswomen. Our sport goes back a long way, and we've had a lot of women who have participated, not only as competitors, but just hanging in there and also doing groundwork, grassroots work, and also people who are incredible sports people who've traveled far, and yet very few women have been recognized. So we have the Honored Sportswoman Award. Well, the first year was Naoko Inami from Japan, and this year we have a person that many of you know and love. It goes way back before just golf was even a sport. Everywhere she went, there was a frisbee in her hand, and when disc golf came along, that was just a natural for her her partner, John David, down in Atlanta, Georgia, and she worked together. We're out on the road. So everywhere you could go, there they were. Patty Kunkel has the most incredible sense of humor. She's always championed women in the sport, and she's thrown out love and happiness wherever she has been. So may I please present Miss Patty Kunkel.
Wow, am I honored to be in this beautiful city with you beautiful people. This has been a great experience for me, sharing this life of our love of Frisbee with all of you. Just keep doing what you love doing and have a good time.
The PDGA Volunteer of the Year is determined by vote of the PDGA Board of Directors. The recipient is an active PDGA member who has proven himself or herself worthy of special recognition based upon volunteer work performed for the betterment of the association and the sport of disc golf. I can tell you the recipient of this year's award gave a tremendous amount of time this past year to the PDGA and support to the PDGA office. Unfortunately, he could not be here tonight either, but he dedicated hundreds of hours of his personal time in 2008 repairing our old PDGA website and launching the new PDGA.com, which I hope you're all enjoying. He's in contact with the PDGA office on an almost daily basis, managing and assisting us with the ongoing development of the website. He is a former board member where he served as commissioner of the PDGA. He was the first president of the PDGA Board of Directors, beginning with the approval of the 2007 Constitution. The 2008 PDGA Volunteer of the Year Award goes to Teo Posey. The nominees for the 2008 Brent Hambrick Award for Tournament Director of the Year are Mike Barnett for the Players' Cup, Torbjörn Dagerstrom for the Scandinavian Open in Sweden, Stephen Dodge for the Open at Maple Hill, Larry LeBond and the crew in Kalamazoo for the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships, Kozo Shimbo for the Japan Open, and Dave Thomas for the Steady Ed Masters Cup. Unfortunately, the winner could not be here tonight, but we're going to announce him and want everybody to give him a big hand. The winner of the 2008 Brent Hambrick Award for Tournament Director of the Year is Mr. Kozo Shimbo, the Japan Open. Saying a few words on Mr. Shimbo's behalf is Sam Ferentz, if he's in the house.
Thank you very much. This is a big award. When I called Kozo Shimbo and I told him that he won the Tournament Director of the Year Award, he had little words. But if you really know Shimbo-san, little words is a good thing, believe me. He essentially is a very passionate about what he does, and the Japan Open is pretty much an experience that he wants to bring forth to people so they can take it home with them and share that dream and that passion with others and take the Japan Open spirit and infuse it into other events. And that's the magic and the wonderful thing that the Japan Open brings out. So I want to encourage everybody, please, and announce the 2010 Japan Open coming next year to Nassau Highlands Resort, June 10th through the 12th. Please, this is a disc golf cultural adventure. We'll see you there. Thank you very much.
The next award that we're going to give away is the 2008 Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship. The 2007 recipient of the Sportsmanship Award was Jay Redding. The candidates for the 2008 Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship were Joel Abrian, Brett Comincioli, J. Gary Dropcho, Clint Ehlers, Chris Barley Kirby, Sheila Kirkham, Coach Dave Pennington, and John Porter. The 2008 winner of the Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship is J. Gary Dropcho. This is serious stuff, and I can't make any joke to make light of this, so I won't even try. But I do want to thank the PDGA for this award, and I want to congratulate all the other nominees for all of what they do and which got them nominated. I want to thank Kurt Poole and Elena Hout and Sid and Dave Olcott from Pittsburgh who nominated me for this. Obviously, I want to thank my wife for letting me come here this week and enjoy this. Sportsmanship is something that we do, I think. We have to be good sports to play disc golf, and I feel very privileged to be able to play this game, and I hope to be able to continue to teach new people how to play and coach them on the rules and clap for their good shots and wish them well when they don't do well, and be a gracious loser and a graceful winner whenever that happens, which is very few and far between. But thank you very much, and keep playing, everybody.
The PDGA Edge Award winner is selected each year by the Educational Disc Golf Experience. At this time, I'm going to introduce once again Mr. Jay Redding of Edge, and he's going to talk about this year's recipient.
The Educational Disc Golf Experience is our recognized programming for developing curriculum for the youth in our sports, for schools around the world, and youth programs everywhere. Just to give you all an update on what we've been up to, we've recently gotten our second edition of the curriculum, where we've aligned all of our lesson plans to the NASPE National Accreditation for Physical Education, and we're very near the ability to say that we are teaching disc golf into thousands of schools. So pretty amazing stuff, absolutely. We also have a really cool program going out there called the Educational Tournament Charity Program. In 2008, we had 50 tournaments that participated. We raised $12,000. The money generated from these stay within the state for programming. 2009 here, we already have 70 tournaments involved. It's a great grassroots program. Check out edgediscgolf.org to get involved. And this year we'd like to recognize, we had several candidates that were awesome, worthy recipients. This year, Shauna Thompson, physical educator from Soda Springs High School in Soda Springs, Idaho. Shauna was pretty much single-handedly responsible for convincing the city and school district there of the value of disc golf as a lifetime sport, and also the value of teaching it from an organized curriculum. She began using Edge curriculum in 2006. And after she saw the physical benefits of disc golf and the enjoyment that it brought her students, she then worked toward a more comprehensive community involvement. She led a fundraising effort and raised nearly $20,000 that paid for a public course and EDGE programs for all the schools within her district. She has her students out on the course at least twice a week, year-round, playing disc golf. And in Idaho, you know, that's a task. In fact, they're out there playing disc golf in snowshoes, wearing heart monitors, and enjoying the sport even in the winter. She and her husband, Bryce, are both PDGA members and are becoming certified officials so they can run tournaments on the course there. She could not be here this evening, but the city of Soda Springs is actually paying for her to attend the United States Disc Golf Championship, so we'll recognize her there as well. Thank you very much.
The candidates for the 2008 Female Player of the Year are Carrie Burlvager, Liz Carr, Valerie Jenkins, Birgitta Lagerholm, Liz Lopez, Des Redding, and Angela Chick-Fry. The 2008 Female Player of the Year played in 28 events, earning $17,889. She had a best seven average event rating of 979.4, which ranked second among the candidates. She ranked second among the candidates in the average finish category. She had a world rating average of 971.6, which was first among the candidates. She finished first among the candidates with 10 head-to-head points. She won the 2008 National Tour Point Series.
She also won her second consecutive PDGA World Championships. I think you know who I'm talking about. 2008 Female Player of the Year, Val Jenkins.
Wow. Again, it's still a shock to win such a prestigious trophy like this. I'm out there every weekend battling with the best of the best in the world. You know, I'm battling with Dez, Burl, Angela. Brigida's traveling all the way from Sweden. It's always a battle. Even though we're such a minority in the sport, we have the best women out there playing. So it's awesome. It's an honor to win this, and I appreciate it. So support the women in disc golf. We'll be back.
The next award is the 2008 Male Player of the Year. The nominees were Ken Kaimo, Nate Doss, David Feldberg, Avery Jenkins, Marcus Schallstrom, and Kel Vavisca. The 2008 Male Player of the Year played in 28 events, earning $38,929. He had a best seven average event rating of 1056.4, which ranked first among the candidates. He ranked first among the candidates in the average finish category. He had a world's rating average of 1051.6, which ranked first among the candidates. He finished first among the candidates with 11 head-to-head points. He won the 2008 National Tour Point Series. He also won the 2008 PDGA Disc Golf World Championships. Our 2008 Male Player of the Year, Mr. David Feldberg.
I just want to say how much of an honor it is to have the opportunity to win an award like this, like Val said, and to travel around and play with the best players in the world. If you look at me and Nate's year, me and him went over it, it was like 9-8. So, I mean, you got to realize how close it is out here and how well that these guys are playing. But back to the award, I want to talk about one thing. Me and Avery Jenkins started this tour 10 years ago or so. One of the first places we went was Ken Klimo's house. We're staying over at Ken Klimo's house. We wake up in the living room, and all I see is obelisks surrounding me. Player of the year, player of the year, player of the year, player of the year, player of the year. And I made that my goal that day, that one day I wanted to have one of these obelisks. And I just want to tell you all out there who are learning to play and want to get better, that goals are achievable. You can reach your goals. Look at me. Look at the future world champion this year. And I look forward to seeing you on the course. Thank you so much.
The Senior Player of the Year is determined by vote of the PDGA Board of Directors. The recipient is an active PDGA member who is 50 years or older and has proven himself or herself worthy of recognition based upon stellar play and or contributions to the sport of disc golf. This year's award winner had planned on being here, but unfortunately there was a death in the family and he could not attend. He received the award for his past and ongoing work to promote the game of disc golf. Last year, he won a 2008 PDGA World Championship title. And, more importantly, you're probably aware of this, he launched the world's number one disc golf social networking website, Disc Golfers R Us. I think you probably all know who I'm talking about. Terry Calhoun of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
So this is the third year we've done the raffle fundraiser. And it's proven to be a pretty exciting thing for the tournament. The first year we did it was in Am Worlds in 07. A gentleman named Marcus Prue, won the course. And last year, a guy named Peter Kunoff won the course. The first years we did 18-hole courses. This year we've decided to switch it up a little bit. and we're doing 2 9-hole courses. Besides being exciting, I guess, for finding out, figuring out who's going to win this, I think the other part that's been really exciting is trying to figure out what these people are going to do with these baskets once they get them. I mean, they're usually surprised going, oh, my God, what am I going to do with these baskets? The first year, Marcus, he still hasn't put the baskets in the ground. I called him about a month ago, and he's like, Scott, I'm working on it. I'll give you more details when it's done. It's called Rolling Ridge. He wouldn't tell me where it is. He just told me it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a private course, membership based, all that. So he's been working on it for the last 2 years. Peter, last year, he got the baskets and worked at the local club and within 6 months had the baskets in the ground. Independence Lake County Park. It's up in Michigan. And so it's kind of both ends of the spectrum as far as how these courses go. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes this year. Now what's kind of cool about this is that the last 2 years, the host state ended up taking away the baskets. In Amworld's in Milwaukee, a guy out of Appleton got it. Last year in Kalamazoo, a guy out of Ypsilanti got it. All right, ticket number is 824-115. Out of the state of Maryland, the town of Fort Meade, Maryland, Sean Johnson. We got ticket number 824-154. Out of Cali. The fine town of Auburn, California. Dwayne Ronaldo.
That's going to wrap up this special edition of PDGA Radio. Make sure to join me Saturday afternoon for live coverage of the final round and award ceremony from Blue Valley Park in Kansas City. We'll all find out together who the new world champions are, and we'll also get a summary of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame ceremony that also took place Friday night. That's coming up Saturday night for another edition of PDGA Radio. Then early Sunday, we'll recap the entire World Championship event. Until then, reporting from Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.